AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. They went back and forth in a scoreless duel in New York. Two teams that had visions of playing in October, and the Houston Astros scored late to beat the New York Mets 2-0.
Justin Verlander was outstanding, earning his 10th win after his return from Tommy John surgery.
I definitely feel different. You know, some of my pitches haven't felt as sharp. Some of them have felt better. You know, I think my curveball this year has been really good. You know, I feel largely the same, but, you know, the stuff seems to be playing a little bit different.
He tossed 8 innings, allowed 2 hits with 8 strikeouts. Mike Mancuso, New York.
While in the Bronx, the New York Yankees completed a 3-game sweep of the Oakland A's 5-3. Giancarlo Stanton hit a 3-run homer. His last 6 hits have been the long ball.
It's an interesting time right now where I'm not getting too many hits, but when I am, they're homers.
The LA Dodgers avoided a 3-game sweep with an 8-4 win at Colorado. Boston held on for a 6-5 win in extra innings in Toronto. Minnesota scored 3 in the 10th. Cleveland scored 4 to win 7-6. The game winner, a 2-run shot from Josh Naylor. Rowdy Tellez has hit 5 home runs since Sunday. He hit a pair in leading Milwaukee to a 5-3 win over Tampa.
Be more compact and not as, you know, aggressive in a swing has helped me make more contact and be able to keep everything in the middle of the field.
Miami got a 2-run blast from Avi Garcia in the 9th for a 4-3 comeback win at St. Louis. Atlanta down Philadelphia 4-1. Adam Duvall hit a 400-foot home run. The Braves now 21-5 in June.
Whoever we put in there right now is stepping up and doing the job, and that's huge.
LA Angels over the Chicago White Sox. Pittsburgh beat Washington. Kansas City down Texas. San Diego over Arizona. Detroit won at San Francisco. Seattle beat Baltimore. And the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati. NBA, James Harden will opt out of $47.7 million from Philadelphia as the team reworks the deal in hopes of using money saved to help build the roster. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.